Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast.
Hi, this is Kate Miner with update number 114 for the week of April 6th, 2009. This week, Finishing.com would like to welcome Datalab as a new supporting advertiser in the testing directory. Located in San Jose, California, Datalab provides analysis and certification of process tanks, printed circuit board sections, mechanical testing, and environmental samples. They provide statistical process control data using ChemTrack software and also provide sampling and analysis for indoor air analysis, including PE and CIH certifications. Other services include Tabor abrasion testing, micro hardness testing, and salt spray testing. For more information on Datalab, please visit their World Link listing in the testing directory. In National Association for Surface Finishing News, the NASF Washington Forum, taking place April 27th through the 30th in Washington, D.C., will host Dr. Marty Regalia, Chief Economist of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, to speak on the current and future prospects of the U.S. business climate. Dr. Regalia was just named one of the top 10 economists in the nation by USA Today. In addition to Dr. Regalia, the program will feature key representatives from business, media, and the public sector, including Chrysler and Motor Equipment Manufacturers Association on the automotive outlook and federal intervention in the auto supply chain, the Nickel Institute on global nickel science, regulatory developments, and reach, the View from the White House, Europe, and the Pew Center on energy and climate change policy, OSHA and EPA on successes with the finishing industry and regulatory concerns on the horizon, the Pentagon's corrosion czar in the Office of the Secretary of Defense, Dan Dunmire, on chromium restrictions, U.S. News and World Report senior writer and author of the Almanac of American Politics, Michael Barone, and members of Congress on manufacturing, labor, environmental trade, and other issues. For more information on registering for this year's Washington Forum, please go to www.nasf.org for online registration and hotel reservations. In other news, the NASF has released the Preliminary Technical Program for SURFIN 2009, taking place June 15th through the 17th in Louisville, Kentucky. The program will include a symposium on nickel, a discussion of whether trivalent chromium turns to hex chrome, as well as other topics, including heavy metals removal from plating solutions, plating of electroless nickel onto magnesium, zincate-free plating of beryllium, aluminum, magnesium, and their alloys, energy-saving anodizing processes, behavior of trivalent passivates in accelerated corrosion tests, new solid-state spraying processes, and how to increase first-time quality by reducing paint defects. And there will be a keynote presentation by Ken Mayland, president of Clearview Economics, who will conduct a special session titled Surviving 2009, Economic Outlook and Advice. To view the full preliminary technical conference program, please visit www.nasf.org. Here's the calendar of events through the end of April. On April 7th and 8th, Surface Finishing Academy powder coating course, instructed by Tiger Drylack USA, will take place at Comfort Suites San Jose Airport in San Jose, California. On April 8th, the Seattle Puget Sound branch of the AESF will have a dinner meeting at Rings Restaurant in Seattle, Washington. Guest speaker will be Charles Reichert of Chemathon. On April 9th, the Grand Rapids branch of the NASF will have a dinner meeting at Safey's Restaurant in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Guest speaker will be Kim Tress of Heat Bath Corporation. On April 14th, the Mid-Tennessee branch of the AESF will have a dinner meeting at Santa Fe Cattle Company in Nashville, Tennessee. Blair Van Divier, president of Benchmark Products and Seleco, will explain the ins and outs of NASF. Also on April 14th, the Orange County branch of the NASF will have a dinner meeting at the Tartan Room in Orange, California. Guest speaker will be Warren Kenzie of McDermid on the technical application of two types of acid copper plating for printed circuits. On April 14th and 15th, Indiana Industrial Operators Association, WITEC 2009 14th Annual Wastewater Conference will be held at Valley Vista Golf and Conference Center in Greenwood, Indiana. On April 14th through the 16th, Shot Peening Workshop, organized by Metal Finishing News, will take place in Dordrecht, Holland. On April 15th, the Metal Finishing Association of Southern California will have their continuing education seminar and monthly dinner meeting at Stevens Steakhouse in Commerce, California. On April 23rd, a joint MAMF-AESF meeting will take place at Solar Domingo Steakhouse in Belleville, New Jersey. Guest speakers will be Dr. Alan Rose of Alcyca on the effects and innovations of software simulation tools in electrochemical process industries and Joe Kitchell, occupational safety consultant on the NJ-OSHA consultation program. On April 23rd through the 25th, the AESF Foundation Chrome course will be held in Phoenix, Arizona. And on April 27th through the 30th, the NASF Washington Forum 2009 will take place at L'Enfant Plaza Hotel in Washington, D.C. For more information on all of these upcoming events, please click on the calendar on our homepage. Well, that wraps up the podcast for this week. Until next time, thanks for joining us.